I really be trying to chill, but it's like I have to say something, and it's not even on no combative shit, so don't even get that in your mind. I'm just speaking in terms of the collective. It's like we really the originals out here, and like when shit is echoed, when things are echoed back, our creative gifts and our the stuff that we've put out into the universe that we've created, when it echoes back to us, like that is one of the best feelings. But it's also something to take into account, because this is why it's important to make sure that all your stuff is protected to where no one else is trying to do no funny shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Back in 2021, like, I remember, like, as soon as I would pull up or be around, like, anybody that I didn't even know or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, Synergy, what's that? Like, who's that? Like, what is that about? And all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'm a spiritual gangster for the Most High, and I just believe that two or more coming together, like, I believe in unity. You know what I'm saying? I believe in community. It's about community. And I believe that we really could just make it if we continue, you know? And people gravitated towards that. Why? Because I'm authentic. I speak my truth. Pardon the raspy, but at the end of the day, like, it just is what it is. I'm just speaking, and my freaking thoughts are moving faster than, like, how my mouth wants to say it. So that's how I know that this message is important, because I just got a crazy-ass download. And it's crazy because a lot of the things have been aligning even faster, right? So earlier, you know, I'm in this space, the sacred space, and the person that was holding space, they mentioned, you know what I'm saying, oh, some of y'all are a spiritual gangster. And I was just like, you know what I'm saying, like, for sure, like, I don't remember my exact words, because once I heard that, I was just like, yo, like, that's crazy that it's 2024. I started saying that in 2021, and it's like people can still say that, and I can still resonate with that. And then not only that, the fact that that's been circling around, because I'm gonna be honest with you, nobody was talking like, no, that came straight from the Most High to me, you know what I'm saying, respectfully. So I'm sharing that on who I am, to the point where it's already out there in the open, not knowing that the app that I was on has public information and shit like that too. Like, it's pretty much non-existent, because the blueprint of that app kind of diminished and changed, and people really don't really fuck with that app no more. And it's not about the app, it's about what the app was doing, you know what I'm saying. A lot of people don't like when there's unity, and a lot of us was uniting, linking up, meeting up, all that shit. And not only that, uniting through voice. We weren't really able to see each other, like, you know what I'm saying, unless we took it to, you know what I'm saying, a more personal space, you know what I'm saying, giving that person your number or email or whatever. Like, there was so many different ways, you know what I'm saying, having their IG, their socials. And more importantly, people just, what I loved, excuse me, about that app is that that's another app, respectfully, that, like, we kind of took for granted too, because you feel me, like, there was a golden era back in 2016, you know what I'm saying, when it came to Periscope, right? But then, I'll say, like, 2019, 2020, or I joined in 2021, because I was just like, I'm not on that wave. Everybody doing that shit. That's what you know what I'm saying? I'm like that. I don't like doing what everybody likes doing. And it's crazy, because the passion just kicked up even more, so I'm speaking even faster, and I noticed that about me. But just follow me, you know what I'm saying? You do so have the choice to, like, slow it down or make it faster to your liking. Everyone has that choice on their playback and all that. Facts. 4:44 on the clock, can't even make it up. So as I was, excuse me, couldn't mute the phone. That's confirmation too, by the way. I couldn't mute the phone fast enough. But here's the thing, is like 444 step, like 444 was on my timer. 444 is divine protection, and like my angels are present, which is why like all that other shit that just got released, that burp, like, and excuse me if I haven't said it, but a lot of these things be confirmations, and those that are gonna get it, they will. So I don't really have to say too much or do too much. Just if you don't really get it, just, you know, accept my excuse me, you know what I'm saying? However, so yeah, so you know what I'm saying, like, we didn't really cherish Periscope enough. And I was just talking to my soul sis about that recently, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, like, shit is crazy, because, you know, like, just how an app can connect someone, technology can connect someone, and then to even take it a step further to actually want to build with someone or connect with your soul family, or some, you know, some people connect romantically too. So it's like, I'm sure there are success stories when it comes to Periscope. However, I'm speaking on, because that was the first golden era. And then after that, people jumped on Clubhouse, but I didn't jump when everybody was doing the same shit. I did my own thing and came in on my own time, right? Which was about a year later. So when I came in, like, it was just go mode, because I was really like, I'm still on go, but it's like at that time with that app, and then it's like, this is how you got to know that you tapped in, because you're not seeing the person, you're just hearing the voice. Before, say, let's say, and this is Clubhouse, right? But before, say Periscope, for example, you can see the person on live or what have you, and you can talk to them, you could type. Those that get it. It was like Twitter Live, basically, or IG Live in a sense, but a little different. Every app is unique, obviously. So, you know, Clubhouse was different because it's just straight audio, and it's like, yo, what the fuck? Which is good, because energy doesn't lie. Shout out to the Blue Orb. Energy doesn't lie. And you have to be able to know yourself so that you can know someone else and know what the fuck you accept and don't accept. And that time around that app, like, I was just pulling up on people, like, anybody that came in my room, because I would host a lot of rooms, and like a lot of people would come in, or it would just be the solid ones that would always come in, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, you know, a vibe type shit. And like, to be honest, that was another app that was taken for granted, because even with the voice and like all that, you could still pick up on a person's energy. And like, you could tell if they're authentic or not. So a lot of us authentic souls, we actually linked with people that were authentic. However, you know, for every good, there's also that same reflection on the other end of the spectrum. So of course, there was a lot of chaos. I don't know if it still is, because I haven't really been on that app or anything like that. But at the time, there was a lot of chaos going on, and it's like, yo, like, I transmute shit like very easily, however it comes, and it's like, I don't have to think about anything else because I know that I'm divinely protected. So to my point now, with that quick little backstory that took almost fucking 10 minutes, but we here. what really like brought that on why I gotta say something is is because like, it's good, it's important for you to be original. And like, God only wants you to love yourself and be yourself. And anything else outside of that is forced and is out of alignment. So when you in that divine flow, when you in that authentic transparency, vibration, and just movement, people are going to gravitate to you, that resonate with you, that can relate to you, you know, which is why so much like unity was being done on that app, because you know what I'm saying? Love is love. Love is always going to be the best vibe. So, that's why on my profile, I had that, like, I'm going to read you my bio, as a matter of fact, because I was like, yo, let me look for my thing. And I looked it up online, which is crazy, because I'm like, and that's what kind of got me tight, is that shit is just out there in the open. And it's like, oh, I could copy and paste this? This is my own shit and I could copy and paste it? I'm kind of tight about that because the fuck? You know what I'm saying? You know how many fucking copycats and carbon copies there are out here? Just using this shit and I'm over here wondering like, yeah, I know Clubhouse is a pretty big app, but how the fuck does everybody know that word? Like, you know what I'm saying? People weren't saying that. People were saying spiritual warrior. I'm the one that was just like, nah, I'm a spiritual gangster for the Most High because I know. Like, I know who God is and I know, you know what I'm saying? Just, I can't say too much. Gotta keep it sacred. But, yeah, so I'm gonna read my profile. It says, spiritual gangster for the Most High. Follow the club, Lighthouse Community, allowing my light to speak for me. Angel, spiritual healer, book a session, lover, high sacral energy, podcaster, life coach, motivational speaker. Check out my podcast, Synergy Podcast, available on all platforms, NYC All Day, Caught Up in the Cosmos, writer, speaker, self-taught chef, motivational speaker, here for the revolution, are you? Rare souls only. And then it got my IG at Moving Synergy, and then my other page too at Light of My Kingdom. And of course the invite is from my brother, so it's like, and it's 12:12. Ooh, it was just 11:22 on the timer too. Yeah, so everything was in alignment in terms of how I entered that app and just how I moved in authenticity. And so this right here just further lets me know that, like, if you're gonna be you, you always gonna be you. Like, can't nobody take nothing from you. Can't nobody do nothing. Like, us originals, like, we really stand out. And that's why when we connect, like, the energy be so strong, because we're so used to being around, like, dead souls and, like, bots and shit. Like, people that just, like, lackluster is coming to mind, by the way. People that are just dull. You can tell when someone's vibrant and their energy is vibrant and they, you know, they make you feel good. But those type of people where you kind of like, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable, da-da-da-da. Whether that uncomfortableness is loud or silent, meaning you're hearing it said or it's in your body language, that's entirely up to you, is your situation. But it's like, why would you want to be around somebody like that anyway? I feel like you should be around people that love you for you, because love is love. Word. So, damn, that's crazy. Like, the mirroring is insane. So, you know, I just wanted to say that because, you know what I'm saying, that was like, it echoed back to me earlier, and I've heard it before, to where it's just like, because I remember there was a point in time where I kept hearing it frequently and I was just like, hold on, how the fuck that got to you? Like, I was like, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? And like, they're pretty well known, so I'm just like, hold on, like, the fuck? But at the same time, it makes sense, because so many celebrities was on Clubhouse. So many people that are now in the industry, be it entertainment or music industry or what have you, influencers industry, they were on Periscope and on Clubhouse. And it's like, it's just crazy that you can be around, you know what I'm saying, these people, these souls. And I mean, if they still got their soul, right? Nah, because it's like, did you compromise when you got into that field? Or like, is there a way that you stayed authentic? Just questions, you know. You just never fucking know what the fuck be going on behind closed doors, but God be showing me, you know, which is why I had that little pause, because it's like, oh, I really said that out loud, and it's just flowing, because I'm God's vessel. So of course, like, God's gonna use me every time, each and every time. So yeah, and you know, we speak truth over here, so I really don't give a fuck. Like, I know who I am and whose I am, and I'm protected. So either way, but yeah, like, just continue being authentic, continue being original. I don't want to make this shit too long, because sometimes my audios can get a little, you know, lengthy and all that, but all for the right reasons. And you know, God is just good with all these revelations that's crazy, because last night, excuse me, I did an audio called Divine Revelation, And it's crazy because that's literally like what it's feeling like. It's just so many revelations is coming out about people, about yourself, about how much you've grown. For some, it may be where you've where you're lacking something, depending on what side of the spectrum you're on. Given that you've done the work or haven't done the work, right? So the choice is yours, Captain Planet. Facts. It's up to you if you want to be a better person, you know, or if you still want to keep doing the same shit. So, you know, definitely if you feel like you're not inspired or something, and this is just like some quick advice, if you don't feel inspired but you want to be creative, don't copy anybody else, because people will be able to call out what's not true, and those that are vibrating in authenticity will see that. So it's like people are not going to resonate with that shit. They're going to want to vibe with the truth because they're in their truth. So stand in your truth. Your scars are your stories, are your testimonies. They heal people. Excuse me. They heal people. And, you know, those are the little silent confirmations, by the way. Just saying. It's up to you if you want to pay attention. I recommend you Google Rose Quartz. ROSEQUARTZ. It's a pink crystal stone where it provides healing energy to your heart chakra, to your heart space. If you've ever gone through anything that's harmful in a way or has left you with heartache, it allows you to embrace that change and, you know, just open yourself up to love and all of that. So you might want to look into that if you're, you know what I'm saying, dealing with that, because like if you're not in your love vibration, you're not going to be able to create, you know what I'm saying? And plus, even though like the sacral chakra comes before the heart chakra, it's like you still got to be in a space of love to create. You can't be abundant and not in a heart, like a good heart space, a positive heart space, or feeling light as a feather. You have to heal. It's as simple as that. You have to heal. Everybody's healing. Everybody's going through something. But you know what? You're not the only one. And you're not alone. So that's the good thing. The good thing is that you're not the only one going through that. So you can feel safe to reach out to whomever it is. Even if you just journal this. And two, you are not alone. Michael Jackson. Feel me? So remember that your angels, your guides, the Holy Spirit is always with you. And you really will be okay. Just trust that process. It may seem a little, but you're actually good. You're actually good, actually. Just the Holy Spirit really like got me speaking so fast right now, but you're good. You're going to be good. Write about it. Talk about it. Express it. Draw about it. Cook about it. You know, paint about it. Whatever you want to do. Create. And tap into what you liked doing when you were younger. Your inner child. What did you like doing when you were, like, let's say 9 years old or 8 years old? Can you think that far back to realize like what your favorite cartoons were, what your favorite toys were, what your favorite gifts were? You know, did you like art? Did you like music? When it came to grade school, elementary school, when it came to electives, did you like music? Did you like gym? Gotta be funny. Did you like lunch? Cause I damn sure did. Did you like art? You know, I love art. I love music. I just love. And so love is always in a creative space. And for you to transmute, aka to get through whatever it is that is not making you feel so good, you have to be able to embrace that feeling, because once you work through those emotions and those thoughts and those circumstantial things that were outside of your hands, once you're accountable to, you'll see that it wasn't that bad. And you'll notice that was confirmation. It really wasn't that bad. Like, you're good. You know, we really won. God won. Love won. We won. You know what I'm saying? We are one. And it was just 2-2-2 on that. We definitely divine. And we always gonna rise. So, just take your time with your healing process. But don't copy nobody. Just tune into what you used to do. Like, when you were younger. And that's usually where a lot of our spiritual gifts are. Don't forget to pray about it, too. Like, there's nothing wrong with praying. Like, people really be out here really thinking they can't pray because it's so many religions. Like, nobody's even talking about that. Just build your relationship up with God, or keep your relationship, you know, with God if you already have one. So that you're always in the know. Because God is always speaking to us. And we definitely just have to be led in the most way. Ooh, in the most best way ever. It was just 21:12. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna let y'all go. So that y'all can get back to life. Back to life. Back to reality. Word. Make sure you're living in reality over virtuality, because a lot of this should be fake. Make sure you're real out here and authentic and in integrity and moving in love, because that's how you rise. And stay prayed up, stay connected, know that you're protected, and stay in gratitude. Gratitude will get you there. Gratitude will get you through it. It was just 22-2. Facts. 2-2-2. Love you on that note. Feel me? Later. May the Holy Spirit cover you and protect you. And know that you're good. Later on, you heard? Peace.